And if we then go back and look at this formula for the electronic specific heat, there's pi and 3 and h bar and kb. And the only thing that's not really, really a constant is this mass. It's the mass of an electron. But what people do if the measured value of the specific heat is not the same as the one you get from the free electron model, they assign an effective mass to that material. So the potassium has an effective mass, which is the ratio of what you really see for an observed value of this gamma, the part of the electronic specific heat, divided by the one you would calculate from the free electron model. And then there's a table in